And so I bid you all grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, among you stands one you do not know. That was John the Baptist's admonition to those delegates from Jerusalem who were so curious about who John made himself out to be and why he thought he could just go ahead and baptize people in the Jordan River willy-nilly without their consent. They'd been asking him, "Who are you?" And John's reply here was basically, "It doesn't matter who I am, but there is someone here who you do need to know. Find him." After all, who is more important, the herald who announces the coming king or the king himself? The voice that cries out, "Make straight in the desert a highway for our God," or the Lord who comes on that highway? And so John gave his testimony and pointed them to the Messiah who was coming. He pointed them to the light that lightens all people. Now, for our gospel reading from John chapter 1, the piece that you're missing is that part where John says who the light is. But you already know that, right? The light is Jesus. John the Baptist was baptizing folks not only to prepare them for Jesus, but also so that Jesus would be revealed to Israel. And it was crucial. That was crucial for salvation and redemption because of what John the evangelist said about Jesus. John wrote, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." In him, Jesus was life, and that life is light. Now, the life that was and is in Jesus is nothing less than the divine life, the eternal life, the life of God, who gives life to all. John the evangelist makes such a big deal about the Word, Jesus, being God, and the Word being made flesh, that is human like us in every way except for sin. John makes such a big deal out of this because Jesus is our only hope for sharing life with God. In Jesus, we are restored to the common life with God that our first parents had in Eden. And so if last week, when we heard John the Baptist preaching, "Prepare the way of the Lord, repent, be baptized," and we're focused on our need to clear away the detritus of our sins, to repent, turn around, and receive forgiveness so that we welcome Christ as he comes to us with deliverance and grace. If that was last week, this week, as we hear John the Baptist preaching once again, our focus is on who we are receiving, who we are preparing for, who is it that comes to us. And when we know who comes to us, rejoicing happens almost on its own. The one who comes to us, the one who is in our midst, has life, and his life is light. And think about light for just a moment, right? One of the things we know about light is that it makes things grow. Plants need light. You and I need sunlight. That's why it's so hard with the sun going down early and the nights prolonged during these winter seasons. We need light to grow and be healthy, and we also need light to see. When I shared this gospel with the young folk of Cordy a few years back, I pointed out that, you know, we all know the layout of our homes pretty well. We know where the doors are, stairs, tables, chairs, rooms, and so on. We can find our way around pretty easy in the light. But let the light go out at night, and suddenly our homes are obstacle courses. Nothing is quite where it should be. Toes get stubbed, knees get bruised, you might even trip. We don't negotiate in the dark very well. We need the light to see how things are. And when we say Jesus is the light of men, we can say that his light then gives us spiritual health and growth. And we can say that his light shows us the truth about the world and ourselves so that we don't need to find our way in the dark. So how does he shine his light on us to give us spiritual health and well-being, to give us growth? Well, the answer again is pretty obvious. As you hear his word and read it and think about it, what does it do? It presents you with Jesus so that you may know him. And not just know about him. And sometimes, right, we have the tendency to turn scripture into a bunch of information that we need to learn and recite. But at its heart, the word presents us with Jesus to know and to love. Jesus comes to us and he gives us his grace. His word expresses his love, his good favor to you. Jesus comes to us. And by his word, he releases us from sin, from guilt, from shame. He forgives us and sets us free. Jesus comes to us in his word to be known by us so that we can hear him and then follow. His word gives us his spirit so that we have his humility and his love. We grow up into Jesus as he shines his word on us. We grow in faith and trust. We begin to shine with his light. We begin to reflect his life. We share his love and grace with others as we serve with patience and humility and joy. But as Jesus, our light, comes to us in the darkness of this world, he also lets us see, by the light of his life, the truth about the world and life and ourselves, so that we see properly and find our way through this world to our final home in him. His life and his light show us what real life and real love and real goodness look like. And why do we need to see that? Because in the spiritual darkness of this world, we are told things about life and love and goodness that simply aren't true, tempting though they are sometimes to believe. For instance, if you were to go out and ask the world, that is, people in general who are estranged from God and focused on themselves, if you were to ask the world, what is life about? What sort of answers do you think you'd get? Life is biology. Life is about winning. After all, you can't have much of a life if you're a loser, can you? Or life is about getting your way, doing what you want, being free from all constraints. Or maybe life is about money, or life is about power, or life is about popularity. The list can go on here, but you all get the point. The world is profoundly ignorant about what true life is and what it's about. But Jesus comes, the Word made flesh. In him is life, and his life is the light of all. And what does that light show us? Is God come to us to save us? Jesus lives for us in humility and willingly gives up his innocent life as a sacrifice to take away our sin. He is raised for us to live with us forever and to share his life that death has no dominion over. Now, did he win in the way that the world thinks of? No. In fact, the world thought him to be the biggest loser ever on that Friday we now call good, when he was hanging on the cross dying. Did Jesus get everything his way? No. In fact, you'll remember he prayed at Gethsemane, "Not my will, but yours be done, O Father." During his public ministry, did Jesus obsess over money or power or popularity? No. In him is life, and yet he is concerned for nothing that the world considers life. So what did Jesus do? How does he live? Well, he lives in love. He lives in mercy, in forgiveness, in service. That's true life. That's God's life. Love, compassion, grace, and service. That's the light that lightens us and helps us to see properly. There is one among you. In him is life. His life is light. But of course, as the light comes to us, to you and me, draws near to us, what do we discover about ourselves? That we have shadows, and some pretty deep ones at that. We discover that our lives don't really much look like his life. When we see Jesus' love and goodness and then look at ourselves, what? Well, maybe we see our anger or our jealousy or our selfishness or our greed. When we see his service, his willing, loving, trusting obedience to his Father's will, and then look at ourselves, what do we see? Our laziness in our service to others, our rebelliousness against God's will and word when it doesn't agree with what we want or think. As this light shines and reveals our shadows, we see our need to be forgiven. We see that we need the new life that he brings to us if we are to share life with God as his holy people and beloved children. But that's why we rejoice this week, for we know life like Jesus has come into the world and has come to us. We know who is among us. And he gives us life and light so that we are forgiven, made new, and turn away from our shadows as we draw closer to his light, which darkness cannot overcome. John the Baptist was a man sent by God. He pointed to Jesus and told the world, he did not deny but confess, there, that's the one you need to know. He's here to bring you life in God's kingdom. Jesus is in our midst, friends, and we by God's grace know him and hear him and receive him. To believe in him is to have life, true life, eternal life, sharing in his love and his grace now and forever. So rejoice, my friends, bask in his light, and then go forth to live in it and to share it. Even so, amen. And now may that peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until the glorious day of his appearing. Amen.